And welcome back to politics. Although I call it politics, and my name is Presh, and the title of this episode is Israel Assassinates Yahya Sinwar. So, carrying on from our Israel coverage over the last month or so, they've recently had a number of strategic wins, including assassinating Hassan Nasrallah, who was the general secretary of Hezbollah, who are allies to Hamas. This week, they have assassinated the leader of Hamas and the mastermind behind the October 7th attack, Yahya Sinwar. The hope is that now Israel will stop or at least slow down their attacks on Gaza and Lebanon, but in my opinion, this will not be the case. I'm realizing that a number of news stories I bring up make no difference to the world, and I think that the story is similar. First of all being, Israel won't stop their bombing campaign because it was never about the October 7th attack in the first place. Israel was just looking for an excuse to murder Palestinians, and October 7th was that excuse. I predict that they will continue their genocidal campaign until either the US stops giving them weapons or Iran starts a war and attacks Israel. Second of all, I predict that Hamas will not stop their insurgency. Why? Because Palestine is their home, and they're not going to stop fighting for their home just because their leader was killed. Another person will almost certainly just take over the leadership and they will carry on as they were, right? His death was captured on camera, and apparently he goes out in a badass way. So this may actually inspire more people to join Hamas or be sympathetic to their cause. But as I've mentioned in previous weeks, I've not watched the video, and I didn't watch the video of this either. I can't stomach watching people be murdered. It's just too horrific for me. But apparently this guy, he held something like his hand up in the air and shouted Free Palestine or something, and then he was murdered. So, alright. You know, rest in peace to that man. Yes. Now, in lighter news, the former mayor of Johannesburg, Kabelo Gwamanda, was arrested for his involvement in a funeral Ponzi scheme this week. According to media reports, the victims believe Gwamanda had died, only to see him on television speaking as mayor of the city of Johannesburg. And I'm sorry for laughing, but because, you know, this is a serious thing. There were, you know, victims of this man's crime, so it's definitely not a laughing matter, but it's just, you know, you have to see the humor in things sometimes, even though it's not a funny situation, right? It is alleged that the former mayor, working with another person, conned unsuspecting Soweto residents into the scheme, where the community members paid monthly payments for funeral insurance. The business was operated from 2011, and the business people allegedly ran away when policyholders tried to claim from the scheme. If you recall, we covered this on our podcast in the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 episode, so these allegations have been up in the air for a while, but now action is being, you know, is actually being taken on it. So, just in case you don't remember that story, what happened was the ANC and the EFF have a very uneasy coalition in Gauteng. So they selected the junior member of their coalition, a party called Al-Jama, to put forward a mayoral candidate, because the ANC didn't want an EFF candidate and the EFF didn't want an ANC candidate. So Al-Jama put forward this man called Gwamanda. And yes, so he was not mayor based on merit. He was mayor based on a political, although I call it a political appointment. He was a puppet, in short. Right? Then I struggle to find a third story to run this week. Not that there aren't any other new stories, because, for example, this week Liam Payne, the singer and former member of the boy band One Direction, has passed away. He fell from the balcony of his hotel room in Argentina and was apparently on a cocktail of drugs as he did so. But we usually try to stay away from celebrity slash tabloid news and focus on political and economic news, but none have really caught my eye this week. But then I found the story from last week that I missed. Right. On Thursday, Ukraine's spy chief Kirill Budenov claimed that there were nearly 11,000 North Korean infantry troops training in eastern Russia to fight in Ukraine. Quote, "They will be ready to fight in Ukraine on 1 October," end quote, Lieutenant General Budenov, who heads the Ukrainian Defense Intelligence Directorate, told the Warzone website. He added that the North Koreans would be using Russian equipment and ammunition, and the first group of 2,600 soldiers would be sent to Russia's western Kursk region, where Ukraine holds a number of settlements after launching its incursion in August. Earlier this week, Putin introduced a bill to ratify the military pact he made with Kim, which pledges that Russia and North Korea will help each other in the event of quote-unquote aggression against either country. Now, this has sparked a backlash from South Korea as well as the West, who are demanding an end to North Korean involvement in the war. First of all, this is just kind of like a side tangent, but I don't understand why North Korea is constantly treated like children. The way South Korea is speaking about this incident, it's like, oh, there they are being naughty again. It's like North Korea are a sovereign country, and their intelligence suggests that this is will be advantageous for them to join the war and, allow this many troops to be deployed from them. So, whether you are at for or against North Korea doing what they're doing, they are allowed to do it. That's what I'm trying to get at here. And yeah. But yeah, the fear is that more countries will get drafted into the war and it becomes another world war. So we just hope that North Korea isn't the first domino falling in that array of dominoes to a world war. That's the, when the dominoes fall down and they make a picture, that picture is just of World War III. That's what we don't want those dominoes to make a picture of, a mosaic of. And yeah, so those are the three big news stories of the week, or under the purview of this podcast. So thank you for listening. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, give a like, etc. Importantly, it needs to be a 5-star review. You can find all our links at paicip.com. That's PAICIP.com. Please tell a friend, tell that friend to tell a friend, tell a family member. And yeah, goodbye.